What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday the 19th of October. Hope you've had a fantastic weekend. Hope you had a better weekend than me. Probably did. I didn't do much, but I still enjoyed it. You know why? Because I was with me. That's why. Anyway, whoever you were with, hopefully they weren't pissing you off. And they were enjoying your company. Just the way I did with me. And what I was going to say, we're getting bad weather. Of course we're getting bad weather because it's coming into autumn. Well, we're in autumn, but we're getting winter weather in autumn. Of course we do. It's England. We never get the right fucking weather in the right season. So we're getting snow and Arctic winds that's going to be forecast for 15 days straight as three 500-mile-wide Atlantic storm vortexes hit the country. Atlantic storm vortexes. I don't mind that. That's quite a good... I like that fucking title of a... I don't mind being destroyed, having my house roof ripped off by an Atlantic storm vortex. That's quite a funky name. I don't like it being ripped off by Storm Brian or Storm Bernard or whatever the shit names we give to storms over in this country. Brian's got to be one of the worst ones. You can't die... be killed by Storm Brian. That's got to be like, you don't want to go down in history when your family are all saying, whatever happened to, whatever happened to Dave? Oh, he got killed by Storm Brian. No, don't sit right, but he got killed by an Atlantic, remember those Atlantic storm vortexes? Yeah, that's all right. So, there you go. Take your chances if you want, but it's a good time to have a lockdown if that's the case, because we're looking at it anyway. But if we're going to have a lockdown, you might as well have it when it's freezing cold outside and everyone's got to stay in anyway. Because that's all people will do regardless, so we might as well. And if we are having Atlantic storm vortexes, well, Donald Trump's going to Miami, or was in Miami. Well, are they going to, luckily, avoided any hurricanes? But it doesn't matter, because wherever he goes, they always put a picture of him in the paper with his hair blowing all over the place. That's their favourite photo of Donald Trump, his hair blowing in the wind. And there's another one today saying that his mane was blown off course during an address to his supporters at a rally. He took his cap off and he was like, and his hair was blowing all over the show. His wiggly wig was going, doing a dance. You know, like he did a dance himself at the rally last week. His hair was doing a little dance on his head now, like those little electric plant pots. Remember them little plants that used to do a dance? You put music on and they'd bob their head, the sunflowers. That's what his hair was doing. Mind of its own. Literally. His brain's got a mind of its own. His mouth has 100% got a mind of its own. He's very interesting character. Let's put it that way. Online chess contests have been invaded by a plague of cheats. How did they do that then? A total of 17,000 were thrown out for cheating in August alone. Is it for money? If it ain't for money, what's the point? 10-year-old game, including a 10-year-old who was found to be playing like a grandmaster. Has he got like, how the fuck is he, how's he doing that? He must have a grandmaster near him, telling him how to play it. Unless he's got a computer game. I could see that if it's like for money and it's worth doing it, but who's going to spend all your time joining a chess club and trying to cheat to get anywhere? It's boring, isn't it? You're not even putting your brain to work. Well, I suppose you're trying to be clever by cheating. But if you're just a copy in a video game, there's no fun or even skill in cheating, is there? There's a skill to cheating. You know, a lot of these people who count the cards in Las Vegas, fucking brilliant. Give them all the money. Take the place to town. If you can go there, as long as you don't get your legs broke like in fucking Casino or some gangster movie. But if you know what you're doing when you're counting cards and you fucking, you know, can put the edge in your favour, I'm all for that. That's fucking one of the best skills you can have. Free money. But not if you're just doing it fucking off a computer game. Sorry. I'm playing chess. Anyone wants to match me at drafts? Sorry, drafts. Checkers. We call it checkers or drafts. You won't beat me. I'm the grandmaster of checkers or drafts. Speaking of COVID, well, I didn't mention COVID, but speaking about the disease. Postmen are being banned from looking at each other when they drive around together in the van. They can't look at each other and can't talk to each other, and they've got to keep the windows open. That's the rules. Well, we just wear a mask and then you can talk, do what you like. Stupid. People are just getting fucking too ridiculous with the rules, you know what I mean? It's like, because I think people, if we're going to keep the thing moving, the machine turning, we've got to keep the people healthy, the staff healthy. But you're pissing them off. You might be healthy, but they're pissed off. You spend 8 hours driving around together, not being able to talk or look at each other. If there's somebody like, no, that don't work. You got to just wear a mask, that's it. Or put a fucking full on, you know, scuba diving gear on your head. You can't just ban people from talking, sorry. They might as well just say, oh, I'm ill, I'm sorry, I can't come in. That's made me mentally ill. I want to be off on full pay, please. Thank you. That's what you want to do. Terms of veggie burger and veggie sausages could be banned, apparently, because farmers are saying that it's their words. What's it called? Burgers and veggie. No, burgers and sausages. They're not burgers. Burgers is the thing, not the meat. Well, you can have fucking pork burgers, chicken, no, sorry, pork sausages, chicken sausages, beef sausages, kind of. So you can have veggie sausages. Sausages, the fucking shape and the thing. And the burger, same. You can have chicken burgers, turkey burgers, beef burgers, pork burgers, I'm sure. So, you know, you can have veggie burgers. So, I'm sorry, that one don't wash. I don't eat meat, and I want to eat a burger and a fucking sausage, but without meat in it, thank you. No, I don't want to call it a tube. That's what some people are saying. We're going to call them a tube, a veggie tube. No, that don't work. That's not even exciting to me. I might have to go back on meat sausages if that's the case. I was going to say, Yeah, we're talking about weed. A chief of police, a Scotland Yard chief who devised the force's drug strategy, smokes weed or takes weed. He uses cannabis. And he says he uses it for medical services. He's fired cops for smoking weed. And that's the fucking problem, isn't it? Because they're normal, the people at the end of the day. And a bit off duty, they're like, oh, you bastard. I want to smoke a spliff. I want to fucking take ecstasy. I want to fucking sniff coke. And I can't because I'm a policeman. So, unfortunately, you got to do it. And they get tested as well, don't they? But anyway, he's on the medical cannabis. He says he's on prescription. And he uses it for, I don't know what he uses it for. I haven't read it. I don't know what he's using it for. But everybody uses cannabis for medical purposes or medicinal purposes. Because if they didn't have it, it would fucking do. They'd like be stressed out and they would like have to live a stressed out life. So I think each to their own. It's coming anyway, isn't it? The old, you've already got it in America, most places. But it's coming over here, legalising. Apart from those two fucking idiot policemen last week who nicked somebody for two small tiny plants that they had in their house and put a picture of it on the police website like they was all loud and proud. It was two tiny plants. It wasn't even like the size of a bonsai tree. They were tiny. They're not even fucking... There was months away from being anything exciting. And the law is you can have up to... Well, you can like decriminalise to have personal use plants, I think. That's what I heard. Anyway, and then cannabis is helping Olivia Newton-John. She's got cannabis saving her life because she's taking it instead of morphine. And she said it's buzzing, she's loving it. And it's helping her prolong her life because she's got cancer. So it's a good thing. So don't listen to anybody that tells you not to smoke it. Take it to work. So I need it. It's lunch break. I ain't going to do fuck all when I get back from lunch. But I need it right now. And then I'm going to order fucking loads of munchies. And I'm going to sit with my feet up and watch Netflix on the work computer. What do you think about that? But that's what you do when you're working from home. You can do that. And you can say that telepathically to your boss because he won't pick it up. What's he got? Britain is helping to Chinese people to scientists to grow food on the moon. They aim to build greenhouses on the lunar base to provide carrots, onion, basil, wheat, sweet potatoes and garlic for astronauts on a mission there. That's all right, isn't it? Although I'm sure them spaceships are fucking massive. Oh, it depends how long they're going to spend up there, but even a year's supply of food wouldn't take up a lot of room, would it, on one of them rockets? But it'd be nice to grow your own food up on Mars. Imagine that tending to your garden up on the moon. It would fucking take you forever in one of them suits. You wouldn't fucking... How slow they move when they're outside. I mean, they're trying to like move and they're trying to do something when they're fixing the spaceship. And it takes them about 3 hours to turn the screw or get the... Get the hat, the what's it called, the spanner in place. Try that, tending to your garden and watering the plants. Oh, it'd be a nightmare. No, I think I'll stay down here until it's a bit more funky up there. Thanks. Until there's a Deliveroo or a Just Eats. That's funky, Just Eats. The, what's it called? Snoop Doggy Dog one. Right, what am I going to do? Last one, I think. Oh, two last ones. Colombian drugs king Pablo Escobar has a family connection to the Queen. His lost son, it claims. His long-lost son that's turned up. Claims that he's got a long-lost connection to the Queen. Imagine that. That's fucking brilliant, that is. It'd be funny if he was. He was related to John Aird, an extra equerry to Her Majesty. An extra equerry, whatever that is. So somewhere down the line, Pablo Escobar was royalty. I tell you what, he's fucking... Put a lot of things up royals' noses, I bet you, 100%. Anybody with money, fucking pleading to be all high and mighty, I bet there's fucking piles of cocaine in Buckingham Palace. Piles of it. Especially where Harry's been there. Well, before he met his do-gooding wife. He used to have a laugh. Now he's Mr. Serious. Mr. Serious about making money. Gone down in my estimation. He might still do a little bit on the side. Just popping out for a bit, love. See you in 3 days. I'm going to the Viper Rooms or whatever's still open in Las Vegas. Anyway, yeah, so Colombian drug lord has got a connection to the Queen. Imagine that'd be fucking something special, that would. Imagine you come over every now and then visiting. Because you still can't kick out your family. Your family. It doesn't matter. If he's as long as he's not, like, you know, done anything offensive to you personally, he's still royalty. Right, anyway, Matthew McConaughey revealed... I can't finish on this one, can I? Matthew McConaughey's dad died during sex to his mum, apparently. He said that his dad died suddenly after having a heart attack when he was climaxing. That's what his mum told him. She didn't have to tell him the full details, I'm sure, but she said they died having sex. And he told him, he called it, he said, "When I die, son, when I die, lads... I'll be dying having sex with your mother." That's what he said. And he called it. It was bang on right. And he had a heart attack when he climaxed. There we go. I am going to finish on that because it is kind of a happy story. Because that is the way to go. If you got, he had a fucking great feeling. And then he had a really shit feeling. But I don't know whether he felt the shit feeling. If he just switched off, then he was at the height of his fucking pleasures. So good on him, Mr. McConaughey. Mr. McConaughey, whatever your name is. You did us proud. Let's hope we can all go that way. I certainly don't want to go, what was the way I said earlier, by being fucking blown away by Storm Brian. I'd rather be blown away by Storm Wayne when I'm giving it some in the bedroom. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.